So what I'm going to do for those that haven't seen it is we're going to launch the PowerShell ISE. Which, even though I kicked it off on the other side, it's... So what we have here is the Windows PowerShell ISE module or application. Up at the top here, where we have my mouse pointer, is where our scripting component is. This is where I can cut and paste commandlets, parameters, and start writing some script. Down the bottom here, the blue section, is our PowerShell session. Okay, that's our command line session. And on the far right here is all the modules and commandlets available to us. These are all the Windows modules. So these are all the modules that Windows has out of the box. Okay, I can see all of them. So one of the ones you're possibly going to have to run on your machines is when we want to run a script, there's an execution policy on your machine. Okay, so to make sure that I can run whatever script I want, I'm going to just type in set, and as you can see, it starts to minimize the list. I'm going to type in execution, and it automatically, as you can see here, gives me a list of the ones that meet. There's only one. So let's select that execution policy. You can also see now that I've selected it, it gives me a show details button. That show details button enables me to see what parameters I can set against that commandlet. Okay? So let's jump in, show details, and if I zoom back in, you'll see here I can now set the execution policy. I can set it unrestricted, so it'll let me run any execution policy, any scripts I want, or I can set it to remote signed, all signed restricted, bypass, undefined. So in this example, I'm going to select unrestricted. I'm going to force it. You can also tick the confirm box and it'll prompt you for a confirmation that you want to set that execution policy. So I've got a choice here. I can just hit run, and what that would do is paste it in my PowerShell session down the bottom and execute the command. So if I hit run, you'll see it's inputted that commandlet into the PowerShell session and executed it. Okay? If I didn't want to run it, what I could do is I could hit the insert, and it just inserts it into my PowerShell window and lets me either modify it or hit enter to execute it. Or I can hit copy, and then I can come up to my PowerShell scripting session and I can paste it. So you can see up here, I've now pasted it. So if I wanted to do another command after that, I could simply come down, put in a couple of carriage returns, and then I could also come over to the name and do a get-network, let's see. So I can come up here. I don't quite know which commandlet I want to run. So I've started typing in getnet, and I can see netadapter. So let's go get the netadapter. And then I can also hit show details again, and I can see some other parameters that I may want to set. So I can specify physicals instead of just the virtual adapters, or I can specify include in hidden. There's a whole range of different parameters I could get, but let's just copy that and let's just paste it up here. So now you can see that I have two different options up here. And what I'm going to do is jump back out for a sec. I'm going to highlight the GetNet adapter. So you can see that I've highlighted it. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to, so next to the big green arrow, we have a green arrow, which is run selection. So if I've got a big PowerShell script and I only want to rerun a portion of it, I can highlight it and then I can run selection. And as you can see down the bottom, once I've hit it, we've now got all the different network adapters on the host. Okay, and now I've got that. I could save that script if I want, and then I could just run that script on every machine, and it'll set the execution policy for me, and then also give me the list of network adapters. I could then go and get it to do other things against those network adapters if I wanted to, but I'm just here to demonstrate a very brief, quick way to show you that if you aren't familiar with PowerShell, don't know how to use PowerShell, we have a tool to help you get through. If you didn't want to use the command module on the right-hand side, what we can do is I can start typing the same sort of thing, and IntelliSense pops up. Okay, so as I start typing, it pops up a box that has options. You can't really see it very well on the projector, but I could select different options in that list. So, as I said, some commandlets are case sensitive. So you need to make sure that you follow that. But as you could see, the IntelliSense box does pop up. So if you're not familiar with it and you don't want to use the commandlet option down the right-hand side over here, you can start typing it and IntelliSense will pick up and start inserting the commands for you, as well as the other parameters after it. So does anyone have any questions on the Windows PowerShell ISE? No? Okay, good. Oh, we're up to 7%. That's going to take a very long time. All right, so what we're going to do is we're going to kick you off into your labs.